Hey guys, it's Emily, the controversial mom. We're barely into the 2026 election cycle, and it's already heating up and getting super interesting to watch. So in the past couple of weeks, we've learned that Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth will not be running to be the next governor of the state. We've learned that Coach Tuberville is not going to seek re-election in his Senate seat, and instead, he's going to run for the governor. We've got new names running for Lieutenant Governor, and a whole lot of people rumored to be running for the AG's position. A lot of things going on. Now, I follow this a lot closer probably than most people, and I've really enjoyed seeing the names pop up in the news of who's running, who's not, who's considering it, all of that. The really big one that I've kind of had my eye on is the Senate seat that Coach Tuberville would be vacating. I love Coach Tuberville in the Senate. I think he's done amazing things, and I'm really sad to see him not in that position. However, I am excited to see what he could do for us as a state. I think that he's very staunch conservative. I know he's willing to take a hard stance and just stand in the way when he has to, because we've seen him doing that. And I think that's something that's been missing in our state for a really long time. But I'll get to that in a minute because I really want to focus on state level. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the seat that he's vacating. So Coach Tuberville is vacating the Senate seat, which I'm really sad that he won't be there, but there's some really awesome names already being thrown around as potential replacements for him. So we've seen that Jared Hudson threw his name out there. I know Jared, I've known him for a couple of years. The organization he runs with Covenant Rescue is amazing. They do such critical work in our communities. I think Jared would be great. He's proven that he's willing to stand up and fight, and he's not afraid to stand on his Christian values. So I really love the idea that Jared's running for that seat. We also have A.G. Marshall that threw his name in the hat. I like A.G. Marshall. I don't know him as well as I know Jared, but I do think he would be a really good guy in that seat. And then, of course, we're hearing that Barry Moore may run. I love Barry Moore. He's another one that's just a staunch conservative that's really and truly willing to fight, and we've seen that. I love Barry, and I would love to see him in that seat, but I also am terrified of him giving up his seat in Congress right now. He had a really tough fight winning that seat. They did a lot of redistricting. It was a whole lot of new area that they had to cover, and they worked really hard to win that seat. And we can count on Barry when the going gets tough, when there's tough votes. He's going to vote the right way. So there's part of me that doesn't want him to give that up because I do think we need that type of leadership in the House. I don't want to see us lose that seat for him to go possibly win the Senate seat. And then we get a little squishier Republican to then fill Barry's vacated House seat. So while I would love to see Barry in the Senate, I really hope that he stays put just because I don't think we can lose a really staunch conservative in the House right now. But that's my personal opinion on it. We will see what happens. Even if it's just Jared and the AG in the race, it's going to be a really good one. I like both of them. I think they're good people. I think it'll be a really tough decision for people, but we'll see, right? We've got a whole year to figure it out because we're just getting into the election season. So while most people are talking about the elections for next year, certainly I am tracking them. I'm not solely focused on that. There's still a lot of things that we need to do legislatively in the state house to really improve our state. And one of those things that we're focusing on a lot is school libraries. There's been a lot of discussion in the past couple of years about public libraries, and we've really come a long way in cleaning up our public libraries. But really and truly, we need to be focusing on our school libraries and what's going on there. There was a really good legislation filed this past year. And it was filed a little late. I think I've talked about it in the past. It was filed a little late, but it's a really good bill. And I want to talk about that and what a Governor Tuberville could do to help with that. So the bill that I'm talking about was filed by a lady named Representative Givens out of the Mobile area. Basically, this bill would require the State Board of Education to require local boards of education to adopt a policy and a committee that would review library material for the school library. Only school libraries. I want to focus on just school libraries. I've got to keep saying that to make sure you understand it's just school libraries. But this piece of legislation would basically require all local boards of education to develop a library material committee. And this committee is really interesting, and it really and truly, it doesn't align with Trump's agenda, but it's very much Trump-like or America First-like. The Trump agenda, MAGA agenda, America First policy, whatever you want to call it, is all about one thing, and that's returning power to the people. It's removing power from these institutions and these organizations like the NEA and the AEA and all of that. And it's putting control and power back in the local communities with the people. And that's what this legislation really and truly does. It does a lot of things, but really and truly, it's putting the power back into the community. Because this committee that I'm talking about, it's made up of local parents whose kids are in the school system. So you can't have some random policy created by an organization outside the state that's then dictating how a local school assesses and puts books in a library. This legislation would require local parents to oversee this committee, to be the committee rather, and make the determination of what is considered age appropriate and aligns, this is my favorite part, that the content aligns with the values of the community. How much more homegrown can you get than for parents to be able to say, these are the values of our community and this is the content we want available to our children? Like, that is amazing to me. You cannot get more grassroots than that. So this legislation would be really critical for our state. Now, like I said, it was filed this last session. It was filed really late. In all fairness, it was filed late, so it really didn't have a lot of time to make it through the process. So I'm not blaming our legislators for not getting this through. It was filed late. There was a lot going on. It just didn't move. That's fair. However, for legislative session 2026, that does not need to be the case. This bill needs to be filed early, and I'm already working to make sure that that happens. And there's a couple of things in it that I would like to tweak to make it a little stronger, so we're working on that. But this bill needs to be filed very early, so that has plenty of time to get through the legislative process. The other major thing that would help with this bill to get through is if our elected officials were really pushing for it, i.e. if a Governor Tuberville were to say, this is really important legislation that returns power to local communities and it protects our children. We need this legislation passed and we need it done now. It'll fly through. It'll fly through the House and through the Senate within 30 days and it'll be on its way to the governor's office for signature. Now, Tuberville will not be governor at that point, obviously, but if he's pushing it, saying that that's the type of administration he would have in our state, this thing will get done at lightning speed. So to talk a little bit about the bill and why it matters, it returns power to the people. I've said that multiple times. It puts parents back in control. I always say that. But here's the thing about this that we've got to understand as a grassroots and as parents. A lot of what's happening with the Trump administration, a potential Tuberville administration in the state of Alabama, and everything we're doing as grassroots organizations across the state, we're trying to put parents back in control of raising our children. We're trying to return our values of the community to be the guiding force of our communities and the institutions in our community. But what that means is parents have to get involved. It's great that we pass legislation that says local boards have to have library committees to review library content. But if the parents aren't signing up to serve on that committee, we're failing miserably and we're not going to make the progress we need to make. I tell people all the time, get involved, whatever that may look like. Run for office, support a campaign, whatever it may be. This is an easy thing that parents could do. There's so many ways to get involved, and serving on a local school library committee would be huge. Because it's really not a huge lift. You have to meet like twice a year, I think. I can't remember the exact details of the bill now, but you have to meet maybe two or three times a year. You set policy, you review some content, and that's it. It's an easy way for parents to get involved and make sure that our values as conservatives are being pushed throughout the community. The other easy way to get this done is having a really strong governor like Tuberville pushing for it. Having legislators that push for this stuff. A lot of our legislators don't want to do, I'll say controversial, They're not really controversial, they're common sense. They don't want to do it because they're afraid of backlash, because the left is really loud. We've seen that. If the right could get a little louder and drown out those noises, then our legislators are going to be more willing to take this up. This is a really simple bill. It really is. It's not controversial. It just says local parents need to be involved in determining what's in the library. The local school board still maintains full authority and responsibility, but parents are advising school boards on what to do. It's really easy. North Carolina had a bill very similar to that this year. Theirs was actually a little bit better because theirs incorporated language around school book fairs, scholastic book fairs. Oh my gosh, we desperately need something in our bill that deals with book fairs because that's the wild, wild west. But this is a great bill that could do a lot of really good things. I really am pushing for it. We need more people pushing for it. But more importantly, we need more people pushing and voting for conservative leaders in our elected positions that are going to push for legislation like this. Not only push for it, but prioritize it. Because gambling and the lotto and all that's going to come back up. But that all needs to be secondary to the cultural issues that we're facing as parents and kids. So, like I said, we're just gearing up for the 2026 election cycle. It's literally a year away from the primaries. There's going to be so much that goes on, so much dealing with campaigns and ads and speaking engagements and all the things. And in the middle of all that, we're going to have legislative session. Now is the time for us to be pushing the conservative movement really hard to do conservative things. Because if a sitting member of the House or Senate is not willing to vote for bills like I'm talking about, they're never going to do it once they're voted. So 2026 is really important because not only are we voting on our state officials, we have the ability to really push conservative cultural bills and get them done once and for all. Because if they're not willing to do it in the middle of an election, they're never going to touch it. So we need to use this time wisely and get these bills done. So 2026 is right around the corner. There's a lot going on with elections. There's a lot going on with the governorship. There's a lot to distract us. There's a lot to pay attention to. Make sure we're making informed decisions before we go vote, but make sure we're tracking all the legislative possibilities in our state and make sure we're holding these people accountable to doing what we, the people, want from them. Thanks for joining, guys. I'll see y'all next week.